Once again, Michael Feldman.
I wanted to see Katie.
Hi, Michael.
All right there. Okay, we're in the audience now, is what's happening. Things are proceeding as normal. All screwed up. And let's see, April Allen is here from Storm Lake, Iowa. Okay. Oh, these are the radio students. Is that right? We have a group of radio students. Are they all from Storm Lake? You're all from Storm Lake, pretty much? Where's April? Hey, April, how you doing on the end?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, in radio, what are you majoring in within radio?
Digital media, so it's kind of a little of everything.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is. Let's see if I know what you're doing. What your name is?
I'm Clark Coons, and I'm actually computer science and math. I just do radio for fun.
Radio for fun? Well, that's no reason. But what sort of radio do you do for fun?
I'm the music director, so I add all the new music onto the station and just keep things up and running.
Like what are you liking right now?
The new Yellow Card album was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
They rule.
Yeah, they do.
Do you hear a single?
Yeah. Here I Am Alive was a good one.
Here I Am Alive. Yeah. Okay. And your?
Annie?
Just use the one name on your...
Annie Riva, if you want to get specific about it.
Are you on air or behind the scenes?
Both. I'm assistant station manager, but I do a radio show with Faith. She's over there.
Yeah. What's the show?
The radio show?
Yeah.
We just are DJs. I don't know. We don't have a
you
time.
You play stuff?
We play some music, take requests and things.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. And any certain genre of music?
Everything.
Everything is a genre?
Anything they request, I guess. Yeah. It's pretty.
Left to your druthers, what would you be playing?
Mumford and Sons.
Yes.
Mumford and Sons, yes. Very big right now, aren't they, Mumford and Sons? I thought it was a show on for many years on in a junkyard, but I guess it's a different guide. And then, okay, and you are?
I'm Carl Aronson.
Carl, what's your end of this?
For the radio station, I'm the master interviewer.
Master interviewer. What's the trick to your masterly technique?
I just got the title. I don't really know what it means.
That's your actual title?
Yeah, apparently.
That's so cool. Oh, that's good. I'm sure that'll work for you. And you're?
Liz Fay.
Liz, and what do you do?
I'm the co-sales director.
Co-sales, a very important part of the radio station, sales.
Yeah. Boring, but necessary.
Without you, none of these people. He would not be a master interviewer without you.
And I am Rudy Pineda. I actually have a radio show too. Yeah. Mine's a more of a specialty show. I play more hip hop.
Hip hop.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And who are you liking hip hop wise?
I'm into more like the '90s hip hop.
Oh, old school.
Old school.
What do you like, old school?
Man, I would have to say Wu-Tang Clan or Cypress Hill.
Wu-Tang Clan? Are you kidding? I don't know Wu-Tang Clan. well, I don't know, Gideon.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, so.
Cool. Are you with this group?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm Crazy Claire, and I just like the radio.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of the radio.
Crazy Claire?
Crazy Claire.
Okay, and you're?
I'm Crazy Claire's husband.
Okay. They're not related. What about these kids here from BVU? KBVU Radio. Yes, right. In Storm Lake? Is it in Storm Lake? Storm Lake, Iowa. The future of radio. All right, that's great. Oh, yeah, here's Crazy Claire. Mad City on a Ball in Space, Earth. Oh, that's where you're from?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, okay, that's how you got the name then, I guess. What?
I didn't read her question.
What was her question? How come grays don't want to be here on Earth? Okay, that's why I didn't read it. I don't understand. all right. Okay. Okay. These are all the radio kids here. Storm Lake. Anyone here is not from Storm Lake and doing a radio show? Have you ever tried Umami's pork buns? Alexandra Ulisi? Ulisi? Well, that was close, though. You should have given it to me. You shouldn't have corrected me. You should have given it to me. Yeah, corporate shill?
Yep.
Is that what you're a shill for, the pork buns?
No, not a shill for the pork buns, but I should be because they're one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried them?
What do you shill for?
Well, I actually just got a brand new job. Yeah. I'd rather not say anything about that right now.
Nice talking with you. Just wants to talk about pork buns, to a Jew, no less. No, I would eat pork buns if they were here. Tammy Dettinger, 29th wedding anniversary. On the 29th of September, it's the golden anniversary. Tammy Dettinger. Where is Tammy? Oh, get you to stand up. Is this the affected gentleman?
Yeah.
Yes, here they are. The Dettingers. Come on down here. Let's give them a little love. Give them a little love. 29 years. The golden anniversary. That's pretty amazing, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is.
How's it going so far? Pretty good?
Oh, really great.
Yeah. Any surprises still after 29 years?
We took a stilt walking class a couple of weeks ago.
What a couple. See, the couple that takes stilt walking stays together because who else is going to do that except one of them, I guess. And how'd that go?
It went really well. He's great at it.
Yeah, I balance really well.
Have you done it before on stilts?
No.
First time for you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I fell down.
You fell down? You feel you have a future in stilts? Or?
I would like to, but... is finding the time to make myself a good pair of stilts.
You don't. You probably there's stilts for sale. I don't. There's got to be stilts.
Yeah, there probably are. I just haven't.
Well, what do you do besides stilt walking? What do you do for a living?
I make tools for other people to use.
Any sorts of tools? Particular.
I work for an educational institution, the UW-Madison, and so I build things for researchers.
Well, that's really amazingly cool. And what do you do?
I'm self-employed.
Yeah.
I'm a photographer.
Oh, you are?
Yes, and I clean people's homes.
Yeah. Well, what a great couple. 29 years. 29 fabulous years. They're still walking together. They're still walking through life. Katie Tsai, what do we have for them? For
Let's
their 29th anniversary. Their
How about
golden
this?
Anniversary.
This is a good anniversary one. Yeah. Add warmth to the chill of autumn days with award-winning Wisconsin wines. Like Domaine du Sac and Prairie Fumier from the Wollersheim Winery. How about
that? Yes. All right. Thank you both. Congratulations. Nice to have you here. What a way to spend your 29th anniversary at a What Do You Know show. I think, how are we doing time-wise there?
I think we're doing just fine.
Oh, we're doing
what
good.
Do okay. I know, though, Michael? I've never done this show before.
I know. I got to ask somebody. I don't know who to...
Seems good to me.
What is your favorite natural disaster? I don't think so. more of these kids from the radio station here. They're everywhere. That's about this here. How much do you think the rate of mute button usage has gone up this month? do you mean on this show? Sandy?
No, I was meaning on the TV.
Oh, on the TV.
I found the mute button.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant that little delay button that we have on this show, that if I say something accidentally. But nothing is accidental with me, so it rarely happens. You know, I don't mean to step on your purse.
Watch the garlic.
Watch your garlic? You know, I've had a lot of invitations over the years, but I've never gotten to watch your garlic. Okay, I'll watch your garlic. Give me a clove and I'll look at it. No, I'm just kidding. No. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. You were saying something. Well, can you stand up here so I can...
Oh, okay.
I want to bend over the garlic here.
I was saying that before this month, I wasn't really sure where the mute button was on my controller. You know, because usually you can just hit the down arrow on the volume and that's quick enough. Suddenly, it's not quick enough.
No,
you want it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I always have the damn remote upside down, so I change the channels when I'm trying to mute.
And then there's so many buttons that you know the odds of actually hitting the mute button.
Yeah,
you know it's 50.
And every remote is slightly different.
But right. Yeah. You know,
my mother once said to me, "She said, son, you'll find every remote
living in a communist country, the mute button would always be in the same place."
Yes. It's a good argument for it, I think. Finally, a good argument for communism is unification of mute buttons.
And why,
but I guess the question:
why is it the smallest button on the controller?
I don't know. Is this a routine or I kind of ability? This is a good 5 minutes of stand.
It's clear in the last month that I never knew where the mute button was.
Okay, well, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is why are you muting so much? What is it that you're muting?
It's the political ads. I can't stand them.
Oh, I thought you were watching the Kardashians or something.
No, I don't even know what channel they're on. No.
They're on all the channels now.
Okay, well, I've never run across
the political ads?
Yeah, the political ads. You have to hit the mute button right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's how many more days? How many more days?
What, of this?
Of this mute button usage.
Oh, I mean, I
only have to go how many more days?
Well, what about the robot calls? The robot calls are what gets me, because you can't mute your phone necessarily.
Just don't answer your phone. That's my advice.
That's what I've taken to doing.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Well,
thank
nice
you.
Talking to you, Michael.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, pardon me. I stepped on something. Oh, I stepped on yours, too. Okay. You guys okay? Are you taking movies of me, ma'am?
I am. Yes, we're from England, so I want to take it back with me.
Oh, you think that makes it all right? You're from England. And you can just walk around here with your fancy camera taking movies.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope there's something better on your movie reel there. What else is on there? Can we screen it? You want to screen it? Let's see what you've picked up so far in our country.
Something blue. It's all right.
Are you sure? Some of the tapes you got at home.
No, very clean.
There's nothing dirty about it. You're a married couple. There's nothing wrong. A little spice thing. And you're here on vacation? Or?
We are, yes. 5 weeks in your country, yes.
And we... Out of country, that's right. You may not think of it as that.
Yeah, we're moving on. A week on Monday, we're going over towards Las Vegas and then on to the national parks. But in the meantime, we're staying with Rotarian friends that I met 18 months ago, and some of them came and stayed with us over the Olympics. Wonderful. We love you.
So this is revenge for their overstaying their welcome during the Olympics. Are these the people here?
No, they couldn't. No. This is a friend we've just met, but we're staying with other friends, so he's great.
And they happen to be from Madison, so that's why you're here, basically?
Correct.
Because Madison usually isn't on the tourist trail.
Oh, it's a lovely place. I like it. I like it a lot.
Does it remind you of anything back in England?
No.
Where back in England are you from?
Essex, near Chelmsford.
Oh, very not nice.
London, yeah.
Very nice. It's got a little upscale, isn't it? Pricey these days?
Oh. Yes, it is. Yes, I guess so, yeah.
Do you have property taxes there? If the property goes up in value, do you have to pay more taxes in England? Is that how it works?
In fact, yeah, we pay what they call rates over there, so, yeah.
I don't want to make, I'm sorry, that was, why say something like that? Isn't that a stupid thing to bring up when you're talking to people, ask about their property tax rates? Master interviewer, I hope you're noticing. Why would I do that? I don't even know why. I'm just sort of wondering, because Essex, I thought, is kind of a pricey neighborhood. No, it wasn't always, probably, when you first moved in, right?
That's right.
Low class. You probably just lived in squatted in the place, right? When you first came there in the 60s, right?
Might have done.
And what field are you in back home?
We look after the old folk.
You do?
Yes. That's my living.
Just one folk or more than one, multiple old folk?
A few of them around the country, around England, yeah.
Oh, very nice. She's taking pictures again. You know, this is... We have homeland security in this country, and you are from an ally nation. However, I'm a little alarmed at the fact that you will record almost anything. So Vegas next? Have you been to Vegas before?
I have, yes, but James hasn't.
James hasn't? No.
No, I have. No, I want to expose you back in England, you see. I met you big out there.
Please expose me in England. Like Harry. Expose me like Harry back.
Correct, yeah.
Harry and Kate. I'd like that kind of exposure back in England.
I don't know them. Harry and Kate. Oh, sorry. Harry and Kate. Oh.
Yes. Well, not they weren't together at the time, fortunately. Or that really would have been.
She's a bit slow.
I was a bit slow then.
Nice to have you here. Your name is?
I'm Catherine. Catherine Varley.
James. James Towers.
Thank you very much. Our friends from England. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. I want to see those films, however. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I believe it,
Katie?
Is what you do.
Okay. All right. I think pretty much what we do. Before we can do that, we have to know who can and who cannot participate in the quiz, and this is where you come in again, although you will not reveal what you do now for a living. Your name is?
Alex Alesi.
Okay. And if you want to face them, because...
Oh, certainly.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Four disclaimers.
The four disclaimers.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should just get their own shows. Old Mars River, that old Mars River. Not too far off key, right?
No, it was good.
Okay. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Itching for a fight. Thank you very much. No, you can have that. Oh, I don't want it. Take it with you. A little memory. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. That's right. You say you've always wanted to. You say you think you can win something on a quiz. James, are you saying that you want to try this quiz?
No. I'd be very frightened.
Okay, we don't want to frighten him. International relations being what they are. Yes, this gentleman back here, this young man in the red, whatever it is, Atari. Oh, you don't seem to know any of those anymore. Come on down here this way, son. I call you son because once you hit 60, you can say that to anybody. You notice that? Call people son. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
You call women dear, men son. It's I got to stop doing it.
Yeah. Growing up higher.
How are you?
Good.
And you are?
Rusty Sietsema.
Rusty what?
Sietsema.
Sietsema. I knew a Sietsema.
Could be.
No, I'm telling you I did. Why don't you leave? And what do you do these days, Rusty?
I'm an electrical engineer.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
Around here?
In Holland, Michigan.
In Holland, Michigan. Rusty, give me one good reason. Good. One good reason you should play this quiz, Rusty.
I'm the tallest person here.
Big deal. All right, Rusty. Come on this way. It's my best way to go. Walk this way if you would, Rusty. Electrical engineer. Seat some up. Have a seat there, if you would, please. Make yourself to home.
And I'm not on stilts.
Yeah, I know.
How tall are you?
You never get tired of tall jokes, too, right?
Never.
Okay. I'm not going to make a single one. Sure are big, though. I mean, you're about, what, 6'6"?
Yeah, it depends who's asking.
Yeah.
The public answer is 6'7".
6'7", okay. Well, you probably lose an inch after a while, but you're not at that point yet.
Right, not yet.
I used to be 6'6". No, look at me now.
I believe it.
I'm down to 5'10", and it's really getting, I'm starting to worry about it. It's a little alarming, actually. All right, Rusty, and you're an electrical engineer, and you're in Holland, did you say?
Yes.
And how'd the Tulip Festival go this year because of the weather?
Well, it was kind of a STEM fest.
STEM fest.
they were great about 6 weeks earlier than they should have been.
And are you here for the Victorian conference, literature conference that they're having?
No.
Here?
No, here visiting my wife's sister and her fiancé.
Oh, yeah? And are they here?
Her fiancé is.
Yeah. But the sister couldn't make it? What, she's too good for this?
They're out at the farmer's market, yeah.
Okay. Oh, they are, okay.
Yeah, I'm buying grilled cheese and all those sorts of things.
Do they have grilled cheese?
Like the fried cheese.
Oh,
the,
you mean the curds and stuff?
Yeah.
Don't they have that in Michigan?
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, you know, you go in the supermarket here and you have like a whole aisle of cheese.
Yeah.
You go back home and you have like a small 6-foot section.
Uh-huh. What's your point?
Well...
I bet you don't have beer
cheese.
Either, do you?
No, we don't. Not that much beer either. Section. Not that beer. Not that much cheese. You're happy over here, I guess.
I really don't. I thought Michigan was very much like Wisconsin in that regard, the cheese and beer thing. No?
No, not so much.
No?
But we're trying to be like you because we just repealed our helmet law. So.
Oh, that's good. That's a good start. That's a good start for anything. What do you eat there then if you don't eat cheese and beer?
Boy, lots of tulips.
Yeah.
That's why it was STEM Fest.
Yeah.
I guess just normal stuff. Yeah.
And as an electrical engineer, what exactly do you do?
I work a lot in water and wastewater.
So in wastewater? Isn't that a little dangerous with the electrical and the water? And
it's a gas. But a lot of controls behind pump stations and elevated tanks. And
wow, that's pretty cool.
All that
good stuff. You learn that at Michigan, or where'd you go to
school? I went to Grand Valley State.
Grand Valley State, yes. Grand Valley State. I think we did a show at Grand Valley State at one point, too, when we were in Michigan. Maybe that's where I saw my first Sietsma.
Could be.
Yeah. Are there many Sietsmas?
Well, there's a few. There's a couple different families, but yeah. we're growing.
Because I do. Maybe from Kenosha or something. Any in Kenosha?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's really. I got to search my memory banks. Rusty, you know how this works? I'm out there, plays along with you. Have you heard the show before?
I have.
Okay. General knowledge kind of thing.
Yeah.
And someone out there plays along with it. And how does a person out there, Katie Sy, get to play along with Rusty here?
Here's how they do it.
Okay.
If people want to play the quiz back home, they're going to pick up the phone, dial 800-942-5669 or 1-800-WA-KNOW, WHAKNOW, or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Huh? Isn't this better than Channel 3 ever was? You couldn't say that on Channel 3, I bet you.
Oh, you can say a lot of things on TV, Michael. And answer this qualifying question.
What?
Don't you have a qualifying question?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. You know, the lines are already filled, though, you know. So people call without waiting for the qualifying question. How do you feel about that?
Well, then how do you qualify them?
Interesting point.
Well, you
let me just
randomly,
see now.
You're
here's
just
Steve.
Pick one
no,
and then
here's Steve from
it?
Pittsburgh, Kansas. Steve, hi, Steve. What's the question?
I don't know the question.
Aha! Uh-huh, my point exactly, Steve. You did not wait to hear the qualifying question before you called in.
That's because I've been trying to get on your show for 10 years.
Okay.
Oh.
We're gonna let you go on that then. Here is the qualifying question. A Canadian police officer was among those arrested in the bust of a major what smuggling ring? In Canada. Yeah, it's been in all the news now. Maybe not all the news, a lot of the news.
Some of the news,
some of the time.
I'm a news junkie, and I'm sorry to say I'm not sure. I do believe it was a sex slave trading scandal, something like that. I don't know.
Okay. No, not in the least, Steve.
Thank you, Michael. Love your show.
Thank you very much. Another 10 years, I'll talk to you again. And wait for the question next time. Though Steve is in North Prairie, Wisconsin, who also did not wait to hear the question. Have you heard it now, Steve?
I have.
Okay. And what do you think the scandal was, the smuggling in Canada?
I'll have to guess American beer.
American beer. Smuggling it in or out of Canada? No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. I'm sorry, Steve.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you. And Mark's in Topeka, Kansas, who also called first. Mark, did you hear about this thing in Canada, smuggling thing?
I didn't hear about it, but I'm going to guess exotic animals.
Okay, no. I'm going to guess you're wrong on that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Jason is in Liberal, Missouri.
Liberal.
Yes. Liberal. I'm sorry, Liberal, Missouri. Hey, Jason.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, okay. Just getting up? You sound a little groggy.
No. I got up about 6 to take the son to debate.
Oh, he's got a debate at 6 in the morning?
Yeah, they have to get on the bus at 7.
Oh, what's the debate? Did you work with him on it?
Actually, the debate was, should the federal government spend more money on infrastructure?
Oh, that's a good one. That's worth getting up at 6 and taking a bus for. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, he'll do good, I'm sure. Did you hear about this Canadian officer was arrested and some others from a smuggling ring in Canada? The question is, what were they smuggling?
I didn't, but I would guess maybe moose.
Okay. Talk to you later. Back to bed for you. You had to get up for the kid going on a bus to debate. Kelly's online from Fenimore, Wisconsin. Hey, Kelly.
Whoa!
Let me say that again. Kelly's on the line from Fenimore, Wisconsin. Not as big this time. You know, it's the first time Fenimore gets a big reaction. Are you from Fenimore?
Good.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Who are you?
Jenny and Laura Wackershelder.
Jenny what?
And Laura. Wackershelder.
Wackershelder? The Wackershelders are here.
Hey,
Kelly.
Cool. I think I'm picking corn behind your place.
Cool. Okay. Behind the Wacker Shoulders?
Yeah, I'm in that neighborhood.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Kelly, did you hear about this? Did you hear? It's a small world, isn't it? You can't write down here. This happened in England, too, I bet, too. So many. Yeah. The Wacker Shoulders of Essex. You probably know them as well.
Oh, yeah.
The Canadian police officers arrested a bunch of people arrested in a smuggling ring. What were they smuggling? They were smuggling something in to Canada.
I was going to guess moose horns, but they fish now.
Why would they smuggle moose or fish into Canada? I mean, you know, really, think they have a lot of moose, is whatever the plural is, meese, and fish. And no, that's not. I'm sorry. Thanks, though.
Do I get a D plus for trying?
Yeah, you take whatever grade you want. Pretty much pass fail here. And the Wacker Shoulders say hello. Okay, and Jeff's on the line from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Nobody here.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yeah, pretty good. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm pretty good myself. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Got a big morning planned, or?
Yes, we do, actually.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, it's my son's fifth birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're having a big superhero party on later this afternoon.
So you're not from Essex originally, are you?
No, I'm from the deep south.
Oh, I thought you were English. I can always tell an accent. I'm trained in it because I'm in radio. I'm a master interviewer. Jeff.
I'm actually from New Zealand.
You're from New Zealand. See, I knew there was something there, and I thought it was pretty much New Zealand. Jeff, the smuggling, what are they smuggling into Canada? Big scandal.
Across the border from where? Into Canada?
Into Canada from America.
Wouldn't be cheese, would it?
It would be. It would be cheese. Cheese gets applause, too. Cheese and Fenimore, all you got to say around here. Yes. How did you know that, Jeff?
Just a font of all knowledge, you know, one of those...
So you Googled it.
Trade, master of none.
Yeah. You Googled it, did you?
No.
No, you didn't? Oh, well, that's good then. Yeah, cheese.
I saw it on the news during the week.
Oh, yeah, because there's a surcharge or something, or a stipend. What do they call that on cheese?
Tax.
Or duty.
Duty. Foreign import.
Cheese duty. Nothing worse than a cheese duty, I'll tell you. Oh, boy.
Cheese duty.
Those are bad, man. Jeff, what do you do down there in Fort Smith?
I work at the local university.
Oh, you do?
In Fort Smith, and I'm the director of their lifelong learning program.
Of what?
Lifelong learning.
Lifelong learning? That's learning for your life?
Yeah,
your long life?
Fun, short, non-credit community classes.
Oh, fantastic. Jeff, this is Rusty.
Hi, Jeff.
Rusty, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm short.
That's okay. I'll try not to look down on you.
Oh, all right. Thanks for getting those jokes out of the way. We can proceed here on a whole different level. You guys are a team now, Jeff and Rusty, long and short of it. And
first person that says mutton, Jeff gets it.
Okay, right. And Katie, Asai, what are the categories?
The categories are
yes.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Science and odds and ends. Those are your categories,
all right.
Michael.
All right, Jeff, I'll let you pick first one. What would you like?
Let's go with what you should have learned in school.
All right, school then it is. Frass. Frass is the excrement of what?
Is that with a PH?
You're going to look it up if I tell you how to spell it, man. Let's just go with the pronunciation. Frass is the excrement of what is a type of animal? Or a living thing.
Oh, goodness, Rusty. I think, aren't you in the excrement business?
Oh, boy. Do we have choices?
No. You should have learned this in school. Frass.
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 Yeah.
Frass.
Don't step on the frass. Would mean stepping on
the frass.
I'm guessing something small.
Yeah. Yes. I know you know, man, but you're not on the quiz right
now. You think like a hamster, maybe?
Hamster frass?
I
any
have
idea,
no idea,
Jeff? Or,
I have no idea.
No.
Not a boat of sassafras?
No. It's an insect excrement. It's called frass. It's a nice way of saying it. Instead of saying bug poop or something, you can say, frass. An interesting variety of frass. So that would be, Katie?
The score? Then?
Oh, the score would be one wrong.
Oh.
Right? I thought it was a little soon to weigh in on the score, but that's it, right? One, yes. One wrong.
Yes. And how many right then?
Zero.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You're doing really great. You're doing great at this, Katie. You're a natural on this whole thing. All right. Let's go. What's left there as far as the categories?
Well, we have current events, people, places, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Rusty, what would you like?
Oh, boy. How about science?
Science it is. Okay. All right. With candlelight and light jazz playing at Hardee's, diners left 3, 12, or 18% more food on their plates and got out of there. It's an experiment here. Here's the setup. Okay. Hardee's, you know Hardee's.
Uh-huh.
They put candlelight out in Hardee's, a nice tablecloth, perhaps. They played light jazz, such as this. And they find that diners leave a certain amount of food on their plates, more than usual. Usually they clean their plates at Hardee's, as you know.
Yeah.
If there are
yeah.
plates at Hardee's, I don't know if there are plates.
Hey, what do you think, Rusty? Probably
leave
the bigger ends?
3, 12, or 18% more food left on the plates, which means...
Because I know that restaurant in Los Angeles that you eat in the dark, they tend to leave a lot of food.
Because they can't find it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. Is middle of the road always a safe answer?
Not always.
Yeah, let's go for the big one.
Oh, 18%, you're saying?
18%, yeah. What do you think?
You have some good insights, I think.
That sounds good for me.
18%. 175 calories not eaten because they are eating slower and they want to get out of there because of the light jazz.
Now they're even. One right, one wrong.
All right.
What's left there, Katie?
Left is current events, people, places, odds, and ends.
Well,
okay.
Let's go for places.
Places it is. Could be places. Anywhere. Yes. Only the Brits seem to have them. What is a boffin? A boffin.
We don't. You know, that's a very smart person.
You'd let me. I was going to give you a choice.
I assume you're saying B-O-F-F-I-N?
Boffin, yeah.
Yeah, that's a brainy intellectual person.
Do you have them in New Zealand as well?
Yes, we do.
Huh.
Split the Atom, for example, Sir Ernest Rutherford.
Yeah, he was a boffin?
He was a boffin.
So you're saying it's not an insult, it's actually an accolade.
It's an accolade.
Accolade. You agree with that?
He came up with that without choices, so...
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
A boffin, a scientist, intellectual, or an academe, or someone who knows what they're doing. Technically.
That was handy to have an international person there on your team, Rusty.
That worked out real well.
Yeah. What's the score there, Katie?
So now two. Now they're up 2-1. Two right.
And what's
right.
left?
Well, let's see. I think I fell down on the job there because what did you just answer?
What was it?
What category?
Places.
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 Okay,
yes.
That would leave current events, people, and odds and ends.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, boy.
Rusty.
Don't do places. I mean, I'm sorry, don't do people.
Yeah, let's... can we try odds and ends?
Odds and ends?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, fine with me. Night parrot.
Oh, boy.
Night parrot. Is that a euphemism or an actual bird?
Oh. No.
A night parrot.
Yeah.
A night parrot? N-I-G-E?
Night parrot. The phrase night parrot, N-I-G-H-T, parrot. Is that a euphemism, some kind of a expression, or an actual bird?
He's such a night parrot.
A night parrot.
Oh, Rusty, I'd lean to it's an actual bird.
Actual
yeah,
bird?
I could go with that, I think. Actual bird.
You're leaning towards that, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Is that based on some experience with actual night parrots? Or?
Yeah, in fact, we do have nocturnal parrots in New Zealand.
See, this is absolutely amazing that you were the guy. Pick for this quiz because that's right, it's an actual bird.
All right,
they're rare, they're found in Queensland mostly in Australia. Congratulations, you guys have won.
Wow, that's super exciting.
What have they won?
They win different things. So, Rusty, you win you join the Wisconsin Dairy Artisan Revolution with an outstanding assortment of handcrafted organic cheeses from Imagination. You know it, a European-style cheese shop with Wisconsin pride on Madison's historic Capitol Square. And Jeff, get your day off to a good start with a satisfying cup of Steep and Brew breakfast blend and carry that good feeling through the day with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Steep and Brew Coffee. Coffee done right. Okay, now I think they both get another, the big prize,
yeah,
right? Okay, okay. And each of you can dream, however momentarily, of striking it rich with a complimentary size bag of rough mining gemstones from the Cave of the Mounds, a national natural landmark, and laugh your troubles away playing, what do you know, the party game, including the redoubtable Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Good man. You got a band.
Thanks. We'll get that to you. Thanks, Rusty. Jeff, hang on for a second. We'll make sure you get an address from you.